On this week's episode of the We Don't Know Either podcast, host Andrew is here, and we chat video games, the Statue of Liberty, and cats.
Yep, hope you guys are looking forward to a perfect episode.
I am smiling. I am just so happy that you used that pun, and I want everyone to know at home that I am not sorry, and I never will be sorry. Just like you'll never be sorry if you order the We Don't Know Either book. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. Learn a bunch of new trivia facts to impress your friends. And of course, ship it to your friends that don't get to play weekly trivia at a venue.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 345 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Andrew.
Andrew, welcome to the show. Longtime host. And now podcaster.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. I've done a few radio shows at University of Maryland where I went, and so I'm excited to be on a podcast now. So that's new ground for me.
Yeah, how do you like turtles? That's a big thing for you guys, or terps?
Terps, yeah, turtles. I mean, I'm a fan. They're nice. They kind of like mind their own business.
It's not a turtle.
It's a terrapin.
Is there a difference?
It's a terrapin.
Isn't that a type of turtle?
It's a tortoise.
Yeah.
Rather, so, yes? Or is this like a bird? Is a penguin a bird? I don't know.
I really wish people would stop bringing that up.
Yeah.
Terrapin. Noun. A small edible turtle.
Edible?
Apparently. I am reading.
Have you ever had turtle soup?
No. I thought that was kind of like a joke that people just make, like turtle soup. But,
No, turtle soup is actually a decent soup. I don't know. My dad makes it occasionally in the sense that he says, hey, do you want to have some turtle soup? And that happens. That's something that happens when you live in a very small farm in Pennsylvania. So if you want turtle soup, that's where you go. But you're moving to Australia.
I am, yes.
So if you love Andrew, you got to kind of take a very, very, very long plane ride to see him host another trivia event on another continent.
That's true. I am. I do plan on doing it. I got to bring the goodness that is City Trivia out down under.
There you go.
So what are you most looking forward to your big move?
I think, well, in the immediate term, probably the fact that I'm going to get two summers in a row.
Ooh.
Because of the hemisphere change, I'm going to show up right when springtime gets started. So it's going to be really nice weather all the time.
Bonus summer.
Yeah, I'm going to be spending New Year's in the at the Great Barrier Reef. So that'll be fun.
That's got to be, are you a warm weather person or a cold weather person?
I'm a pretty warm weather person just because I don't like wearing socks.
Yeah.
I really like my Birkenstocks, so I'm a big fan of wearing sandals and such.
Right, so you get to finish up the summer here and then get on a plane and go start a brand new summer.
Yep, that's really awesome. Fun.
Why do they call them Birkenstocks instead of Birkensocks?
Because I think Birkenstock is the last name of the guy who invented it.
Oh, okay. I feel like just because they are shoes that are basically socks for some people, that would have just been great. But if it's the guy's name, I'm showing my ignorance into this particular variety of shoes. I get that. So anyway, let's move on. Michael, I'd like you to kick us off today with your fact.
I would love to.
Good. You were excited about it, so the pressure is on.
I was. And I'd also like to dedicate this fact to our good friend Nick Hart.
Oh, hey, Nick. What's up?
Because I know what a fan of he is of pugs.
Oh, okay.
I love pugs.
You have a pug fact?
I have a pug fact.
Okay.
So, the video game studio behind what video game series, brought in a pug for sound effects for their next game. So I want the video game series.
Mm. Mm. Do you play a lot of video games, Andrew?
I do.
Okay, so this is in your wheelhouse.
Uh-huh.
If you know anything about me, it is not in mine.
As somebody that knows video games, I will tell you this studio is known for one game or one series. If that helps at all.
Okay. Do you know the answer, Nick?
No.
Okay.
The pug's name is Gyoza.
Gyoza.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a beautiful name, actually. I really like that.
And they posted it on their Instagram back in August, but it's starting to pick up a little steam now. And it's
known for one game.
So it's making the sound effect. So the pug is the sound effect. So what?
Yeah.
I guess we could figure out what sound effects do you think of when you think of pugs?
Well, I have two pugs. And they make a variety of sound effects. So...
How would that translate into a video game?
It could be any, probably like some sort of creature, like some sort of alien.
Halo?
Bungie. Yeah, Bungie.
It is Halo, but
Bungie is the studio. Halo is the
343 is the studio, which was an offshoot of Bungie.
New Halo, got
right.
it.
Yeah, but yeah, the Halo series. They brought in Gyoza the pug. To do sound effects and all the snouts, the sniffs and the grunts and all that stuff is going to be used for aliens, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
And the video is amazing.
Well, we'll definitely put that in the
link. Oh, absolutely. Oh,
wow. Does a little pug, do they have him? I know that this is strictly for the sound effects, but is it like a little, is there like a guy following him around with a boom mic? Is he mic, was it
basically
is it a lavalier mic? Like, what's going on? It's
the pug in the little room, and they're like feeding him and they're just getting him to make different noises. So that's Gyoza right there.
Oh my god.
Oh.
So we will absolutely put this link in the link dump.
Also, I know nothing about Halo and have never played in my life, but I did know that there probably were aliens there, so.
Right. I was trying to avoid using the word alien up until somebody had a guess, just because.
Yeah,
I
mean,
like
that's I think Andrew's thought process is right on.
Yeah.
Right? What is going to sound like a pug? That's probably some weird sort of little creature. And yeah, there you go. How many games have aliens in them? I mean, most of them, but
a lot
the
of
most
them.
Famous? Yeah.
Follow-up question, Andrew. What are the names of your two pugs?
Well, I've had five pugs over my entire life.
Wow.
We had started with Magoo when I was younger. Then we got Waldo. He was, when we lived in Baltimore, he was stray, and we got him from a rescue. And they named him Waldo because his owners were probably like, "Where's Waldo?" Like, trying to find him. So his name was Waldo.
Great name.
Then we got Brutus. Brutus only recently passed. He was like 15. He was a very old
boy. Wow.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
By the way, Magoo, awesome name for a pug.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my mom for that one.
You're 3 out of 3 on pug names so far, so keep going, man.
Then we had Bucky. He was actually a chug.
Half pug, chug? Half chihuahua?
Yep. He's a chug. We got him in like 2011. He's old now. He's a senior citizen, but he's still very peppy, very runs.
I didn't even know that a chug was a type of dog, and I
now you need one.
I love that.
They have the behavior and the temperament of a chihuahua, so they're very bad. They like to
that's
yap,
not a good thing. Yeah,
but they also have the lethargicness of a pug, and they have the longer they have a longer snout, so they don't have as many breathing issues.
Right,
that right?
No, they have a little. I think that's a little. Chugs are a little longer snout.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just parted a pug-chihuahua mix.
Man.
And then our most recent one we got last spring, her name is Angel. She actually she was born with both parts.
Oh.
Yeah, so their owner named her Angel after the character in Rent, the musical.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Man,
I didn't see that.
Your pug names are incredible.
over it.
The story of getting Angel was crazy. We just went to the shelter to get a new friend for Bucky because Brutus had recently passed, and this woman pulls up next to us and is like she brings out Angel, and my mom's like, "Oh, what an adorable pug. Are you getting a friend for them?" And she was like, "No, I'm giving her to the shelter." And my mom was just dumbfounded. This healthy, very excited little pug was about to be given to the shelter. My mom was like, I've owned like 5 pugs. Give me that dog.
Right. Don't bother with the paperwork.
Yeah, she
don't
was
go
like,
inside.
She was
just
like, "Here's all the pictures on
away.
Facebook of my dogs. Here's my business card. Give me that dog. No questions asked." She was like, "Okay."
Wow.
And so then we got Angel.
That's perfect. Oh man, I need to get a dog. Michael, thank you so much for having a fact that led us down to a discussion about dogs.
I am happy to help.
13 out of 10 for you today. Okay, who's got a segue from dogs to their fact?
Sure.
Is it bad?
It's not a good segue. Do you have one?
I have pets. I have another one about pets in general.
Yeah,
go for it.
It's all on you, Andrew. You're the special guest today. That's what we get to say to our hosts. It's like, you matter. We don't.
All right, well, All right, which breed of cat is named after the noise it makes?
Which breed of cat makes after the noise
it makes? I mean, that's
makes?
Pretty obvious, right? It has to be the meow.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. What's a Meowth? Nope, that's a Pokemon. That's different.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about cats, mainly because I hate them.
Oh.
What is wrong with cats?
Ugh, this is
devil
bad.
Creatures.
This is a discussion that we got to go down another day. We could have just a dogs versus cats
podcast. I know,
we
had a very
episode.
Positive discussion on dogs just now.
Why does it have to be dogs versus cats? Why can't we all get along?
That's just the pet. That's
the
natural.
Ask the cats.
Yeah. Yeah, ask the cats. It's just the natural way of life, you know? It's like the land will always meet the sea, you know? Mm-hmm. Dogs and cats will always not get along.
Okay.
Itchy and scratchy will always fight. I could keep going.
That's a cat and a mouse.
I know, but I'm saying that I'm talking about rivals. Salt and Pepper,
right.
You know?
They get along.
Poochie and Scratchy?
Yeah, no, I know that it's
Turner
a cat and a mouse.
And Hooch.
Oh, wait, is Itchy the cat or is Scratchy the cat?
I think Scratchy's the cat.
After 20-something years, we really should know this.
Yeah, we've asked this in trivia, and I went, oh, man, I should have really known that, and then I immediately forgot. Okay, so anyway, Andrew, your question is, which species of cat is named after the sound it makes?
Yep.
I don't know any species of cat because, in my opinion, they're all one species, and that's mean.
It's the right?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's okay.
Cool.
Let's not
do that again at the microphone. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, that poor Mike. Jeez.
Well, I look at our statistics of listeners, and just after that hiss, it just plummeted down into the ground.
Yeah, so, I'm sure it was the hiss that did that.
Siamese cat? That's one.
Siamese is a cat, yeah.
I'm going to lock that in as my answer because that's the only cat breed I could think of. Or that really big fluffy one, Crookshanks.
If any cat made those noises, like those multi-syllable noises that sounded like a language, I'd be very concerned.
That's a special cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is Siamese like S as in the hiss? Okay. No, okay. I'm done.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're right. It probably has nothing to do with the region of the world that they
not necessarily.
No?
The breed does have something to do with where it's from.
No. I mean, Siamese cats, I'm sure, have nothing to do with geography.
Oh,
it's all about the S that
starts.
He
was being sarcastic. He was just making fun of me because that's the worst guess I could have possibly had. Oh, man.
So, shoot, I haven't owned that many cats in my life. Mm. We're on our fourth and fifth cat right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a lot of cats, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, cats, or at least our cats, live for about, 14, 15 years.
Wow.
Well, that's not true. Our averages have gone way down the toilet because we had a Bengal cat who had hypertrophic he had a heart problem.
Hypertrophic myopathy.
As much as I hate cats, I still want them to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's gonna get this.
Are we good?
I was gonna guess tabby cat.
No, not the tabby.
Just
because
I've seen cats go tap tap tap.
Okay. Sure.
No, it's the Egyptian Mao.
Oh, it is a meow.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the world's oldest breeds of cat, the Egyptian Mao. It's like you can find like paintings in ancient Egyptian, like 600 BC, on the walls of spotted cats. And they named it that because they said, like, what are you? What is this thing? And it made a noise like meow. And they were like, oh, that's it. That's what you are.
Why hasn't every subsequent species of cat been named that?
Honestly, beats me. Why isn't every dog named the wolf?
Yeah, no, I mean, to be fair, that's not, a question I should have asked because there's no answer, let alone fabulous host Andrew. Like, that's not fair for me to ask that. So
yep.
I am very, very sorry. But that's a great fact. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll have a little segue next.
Okay.
Unless you have a good cat segue.
No.
Okay. Well, so I was going. Oh, I'll give you a choice and I can make a segue with either one. Okay.
Ooh.
So would you like a historical fact or a climate fact?
Let's go historical.
I agree.
Oh, climate. Oh, okay, I guess I'm outvoted.
Well, you got outvoted. Sucks. So we're going to go history. A lot of cats and a lot of cat species are brown.
Okay.
And the subject of my fact was originally brown, but has since turned to green.
Okay.
What am I talking about? What is my fact related to?
Started
out brown, a reddish brown, the color of almost a penny, and is now green.
Oh, Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Liberty. That is correct.
Nice,
well
pull.
Done. That's my fact. No, I'm just kidding.
Nick.
No, I'm kidding.
Roll credits.
Okay, so the Statue of Liberty obviously is made of copper.
Yes.
It's, plated copper around like an iron base or whatever, so it got oxidized over time and turned from brown to green. I obviously have never seen the brown form. I've seen some pictures of it. There's
sure,
some postcards
the
of it. But I wanted to know when that transformation fully happened. So when...
Oh, how long?
So when did the Statue of Liberty fully transform to green? This is according to the New York Historical Society. So I'm looking for a year. So when did the Statue of Liberty fully transform into the green color that we see today?
I'm just picturing a guy like next to the small toe. He's like, okay, all right, Chuck, it's your job to go out there every day and check the toe. And when there's no more brown, call it.
Yeah.
Finally gets out there and after 3 years goes, we're here.
I wonder what news was like for they were like, hey guys, anyone else realize it's green now?
Oh my God. I didn't even see that.
Like, oh,
that's amazing.
What do you know?
What do you know indeed? I'll tell you that the copper that's around it is 2.5 millimeters thick, which I thought was a considerably thin. I thought it would be much thicker, but
it's a lot of pennies, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of pennies. 2.5 millimeters thick.
Let's break this down. When was it installed is not the right word.
Made, manufactured.
Well, like
constructed.
When was it
constructed?
Built?
Thank you.
Built.
Well, because that's the thing. Was it constructed and then brought over? Because I know it was a gift from France.
I think they brought it over in parts. Like they built like the head and the feet, things and brought it over.
So that's why I meant like installed. It was just like okay, it was built there. But
I think
like,
it
we
was
put it
finished
here.
In like 1890.
Okay,
something like that.
Andrew, you're pretty close. It was built and finished in 1886. Ooh. So you're really close. All right. Well done.
All right. So guesses. 1886.
Sure.
So how long?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. All
right. So
I'm gonna say right around World War II. So I'm gonna say like 1946.
Mm-hmm. So that would be, do math, 1886.
Well, I did ask for the year.
She asked for the year.
But I can tell you, I can tell you the number of years, but I also, you know.
You should listen to the question, Nick.
Yeah. Andrew, you have a guess?
Yeah, I was thinking World War II, too. I was going to say a little earlier, maybe like 1941.
All right.
Okay.
1941, so the early onset of World War II.
So.
For the United States, anyway.
Yeah.
In my prior life.
Yeah, we know.
I built houses, and I actually for a client down in Glover Park, I built a garage on the backside of their property. As we were renovating the house, they also wanted the garage, and the architect, who I will never understand their style or what it is they're doing, or the homeowner and what they wanted to do, we built a cinder block garage, like a single car, like one story, just you know, like a cinder block cube, right. Mm-hmm. And then we finished it by sheeting it in copper.
Oh.
So we put copper sheets all the way up and down the sides, and then we used plumbing pipes and had, you know, this trellis, intricate trellis work, all made out of copper. He did not like the copper look of the finish because he had assumed that it would be green like a Statue of Liberty. So I had to do a ton of research in order to figure out how to force a very quick change on the timing of the patina of the copper. That's what it's called, turning green. Patina.
And it's super interesting. I went down the rabbit hole of, or wormhole, whatever the correct phrase is, of how to turn things green. And you can use like hard-boiled eggs. There's so many different things that you can do, and it's a huge thing in metalworking and art schools to teach you all of these different things and timing.
Yeah, I mean, you can also patina leather.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that you can change. But the my point was I had to go out and get this chemical, and then it was a matter of application in an even coat, because if you were just like throw it at the wall, it would leave this big patina splash of whatever on it.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And I would like to do that in the eventual garage that I own.
So basically what I learned at the time, and I'm probably dumb from then, and it was 20 years ago, so I barely remember it. I think it was less than a year. So I think the amount of time it would take for the copper to oxidize would be less than a year. So if it was 1886, I'm going to say 1888, just to hedge my bets and double my guess.
Okay. So everyone is wrong pretty equally.
Okay.
All right.
So it was fully transformed by 1920. Again, this is according to the New York Historical Society, but fully transformed by 1920. In 1910, it was about half and half. And so the sculpture based it on his mother, like that's is commonly known, as that it was similar to his mother,
Eiffel,
and that's what he said.
Right? Isn't that who built the Statue of Liberty?
I didn't write down his name. It's not Eiffel.
Okay.
It's not Eiffel. I didn't write down the sculpture's name because I didn't want to mispronounce it. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're going to send this link to the New York Historical Society, and they're just going to shake their heads at my...
Bartholdi.
Bartholdi, but the metal framework was Eiffel.
Hey.
Okay, cool. So everybody's right in some way.
Everybody's right. There's no more disappointing phrase in the English language.
Yeah. So anyway, in 1910, it was half and half, right? But there was rumor going around that it was actually based on an African-American woman was the model because of the different color structure. And then sculpture came out and was like, no, it's actually partially based on my mom. But
sure.
Yeah. So approximately 34 years to fully transform. And I just think, you know, the Statue of Liberty is something that's so iconic, at least obviously to us now. We picture green when you picture the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
You're picturing green, and that's not what it was originally. So I've been trying to picture it in its brown copper form, and it's really, really hard to do.
And I think that can be our secret phrase, picturing it brown.
Picturing it
picturing
brown.
It brown.
What's that secret phrase?
Picturing it brown.
Picturing it brown.
Picturing it brown.
That's our secret phrase, picturing it brown. If you can do a better job of that than I can, it's so hard to separate your mind from something that's so iconic that you know.
Yeah,
so,
no, I definitely can't do it.
Yeah, and we'll put all the things in the link dump of how you can go visit the Statue of Liberty, or, quote, the real title of it, Liberty Enlightening the World is the real name of the Statue of Liberty. Liberty Enlightening the World. All right, cool. All right, Nick, you got to do your segue.
All right. So the Statue of Liberty is a fully grown adult woman, correct? Or
accurate.
At least a depiction of a fully grown adult woman.
Yeah. Or a goddess.
And my interesting fact is about adults.
That's an all-time groaner.
That's a reach.
Yeah. So basically, this is one of those like really trivia facty sort of like, if you're a trivia person, you know this because it's a trivia fact.
I know nothing.
Right. So that's why I'm asking it to you. So how many let me see how I actually worded this question to make sure it's 100% right. Give or take 10,000. How many miles of blood vessels are in the average adult human body? So you've got veins and stuff running through your muscles, and you've seen that picture of the vascular system. Is that the right term?
There you go.
Of the human body, where it's like all the
circulatory
little
system.
Thank you, circulatory system, with like all the little tendrils and stuff sticking out. So if you were to take each one of those and line them up in a line.
That person would die.
That person would definitely die. And honestly, that's where I got this fact from a number of years ago when I started putting together the posters. This is one of those posters. But Lindsay doesn't like advertising things that involve death, which I have no idea why.
Yeah, you know, just pardon me for the happy brand that I want to build. Oh, man. You hired me.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about blood vessels. Here's a fun fact. I know nothing about science or the human body at all. So I don't even like you would obviously want to figure this out. How long is a blood vessel? How many you have? And that's how you can figure out this math.
Sure.
So I will leave that to you boys.
All right. Well, here's what I know. Blood is red.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It is when it comes out.
Yes. I understand. Is it purple when there's no oxygen in
it's
it?
It's like a blue.
Yeah.
It's the less oxygenated versions of it. There's always oxygen in blood, but
yeah. Okay.
That's kind of the point. Well, there's not always.
I was hoping Andrew would jump in there and help me out with like actually something useful.
I actually don't think it. I think that was an urban legend. I actually think it is red. Yeah, because like if there's like internal bleeding or something, it shows up red under your skin.
Yeah, so it actually looks a little bit blue because of your skin. It's always red. Blood in your veins is little oxygen is dark red in color, and then it looks bluish because of your skin covering it.
About half the blood in your body is oxygenated, and about half the blood used up all of its oxygen and needs to go get more.
So no, it turns out I didn't even know that.
All blood is red.
Yeah.
Okay.
All blood is red. Doesn't matter about how much oxygen is in it. Okay, but that does not help us at all.
Yes.
Andrew, I'm going to blindly throw out a number, but I'd like you to blindly throw out a number as well, unless you are going to figure it out.
I did have a number, because this sounds a little familiar to me. I think I'm going to throw, you said it was within 10,000?
Within 10,000 miles.
Miles. Yeah, I was going to say 35,000.
35,000 miles. All right. Michael?
1 mile.
1 mile. You're going prices right.
Yeah. Okay.
Miles.
No, I got nothing. I really don't.
Okay. Lindsay?
Okay. So I'll play as our trivia players do, right? If it's within 10,000, it's not going to be like a half a million miles because you'd give us a bigger range, right?
Or what do you? I know that you know that and change the range in order to affect your
you
answer.
Do not.
Will we give the players a higher range?
Will we give the players a higher range when we ask this question?
I don't know. I guess that depends on the person that sends the questions out to all of the hosts. So
that's fair. That's me. Okay, so I'm going to say 50,000.
50,000 miles.
Yeah, because that's a lot of miles.
It is a lot of
miles. A lot of miles.
And I feel like 100,000 would be my next guess, and that seems like a lot more miles. But again, got no frame of reference, so I'm gonna say I'm locking in 50.
I'm gonna change mine and say 200,000 because I think this is what the proclaimers were talking about. Is I would
500 miles and 500
yeah,
more.
Okay, hang on, then I got that completely wrong. I'm sticking with 1 mile.
Wait, so you think the proclaimers lyrics is I would walk 100,000 miles and I would walk 100,000 more?
I have not eaten.
Isn't that to the moon and back?
Yeah, pretty close, right?
Okay.
I've not eaten. I'm not firing on all cylinders.
So for reference, the circumference of the Earth is about 25,000 miles, 24,901.
Okay.
So I said double the amount of the Earth's circumference.
Double the circumference of the Earth.
Cool.
What Lindsay went with. Michael went with about as far as it is from here to the parking lot in this building.
Yeah, pretty close.
And Andrew went with a reasonable guess of 35,000 miles, which is, you know, just over 1 1/3 times around the Earth.
Yeah.
So that's reasonable. You are all low.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. It
is 100,000 miles of blood vessels if you lay them all out end to end. It is roughly four times around the world.
Jeez.
Is how far they are.
Wow. That is
one adult human.
One adult human.
Okay.
One average adult human. Obviously, there are differences.
Sure.
But
can I get that in pug volume, please?
Number of pugs.
We're going from distance to volume. What's the conversion on that?
Sorry. Yeah.
I think pug it's distance. Seven to every one adult male, right?
Wait, do you want to know the pug blood vessels, or do you want to know how many pugs it would go around? Or how many pugs would need to be lined up to go around the Earth?
Is this in human vessels or dog vessels?
Yeah.
All of the above.
All of the above. All right. Well, you know what? Maybe next episode.
Yeah, maybe next episode. Okay, this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. We did the secret phrase a while ago, so go find that if you need it. But this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Andrew.
And we don't know either.
Bye.
Bye.